Welcome to another episode of the Cannabis Marketing Show. I am Ty Daniel Smith.
And I'm Kylie Love.
And today we are discussing the most cost-effective ways to market a cannabis company. So the cannabis space is still relatively new, and as such, not every company has a huge budget they can necessarily spend on growth. So we're going to walk through the most cost-effective ways to boost growth for cannabis brands and how much you can expect to pay with each strategy. So the first one on the list is kind of an obvious one. It's social media. Most people are already using social media in some form, but it's still a great strategy. So social media is basically free if you're managing it yourself, which you probably are if you're cash limited. And as far as the main channels to spend time on, Instagram should probably be at the top of your list, if you're in this space.
Yeah, for sure.
As far as how much you should post per day on Instagram, different research studies suggest different things, but across the board, most tend to say that 1 to 2 times per day is the best way to go.
Yeah, and especially in cannabis, Instagram is a lot more active of a platform than,
Go-to.
yeah, than Twitter. So you're definitely going to want to be a lot more active on your Instagram.
Exactly. And it's just one of those strategies that, like, it doesn't cost really anything if you're doing it like the basic way. And it's still, even at the basic level, really, really valuable.
Right. I mean, as being that I'm, a lot younger and I grew up with social media, it's usually the first place I check a company. If I'm interested in a company, I'm going to go look at their Instagram and see what they have. If they've got nothing or no Instagram, I'm probably going to think, oh, they must not be a very big company or very established, if they're not
Exactly.
active.
Yeah, exactly. And so the next strategy sort of ties into that, and that's influencer marketing. So influencer marketing is growing so fast. It's the fastest growing form of marketing,
Right.
and it's growing so fast because, one, it's super organic. It's where everyone's looking already, and it's not, paid for, in a PPC kind of way. And the bigger reason is that you can get a really good ROI on it, especially in the cannabis space.
Yeah, for sure.
So just like how Instagram would be the first place to go for social media, it's the first place to go for influencers as well. Costs are lower on Instagram influencers than they are for other channels because it's easier to make content for Instagram than it is for YouTube, for example. So that's a good opportunity. And reach on other channels is kind of low on, like, something like Twitter, for example, for if you're a CBD brand or a cannabis brand. Instagram has the biggest reach right now. If you're in the cannabis space, you've definitely seen tons of sponsored content. I mean, every main influencer and every big account in cannabis is posting sponsored content right now. And that's like that because it works.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be there if it
Daily
didn't work.
too. I mean, multiple times a day. And like sometimes you don't even re really realize it. That's how often it's happening.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sometimes it looks just like you're, organically tagging a product. If you're an influencer, you're supposed to be, putting a
Right.
hashtag sponsored or some kind of disclosure. But I don't know if they're cracking down on the small ones. So we, you know, I, I'm super about the data and research. So rather than just taking the word of other research that we've seen for the space, I wanted to conduct my own research and see, what kind of ROI we would get on a campaign for Canabound. So we did a small Instagram influencer campaign for ourselves to get more data. And the results are basically showing that we're paying just over $7 per lead, which is a lot less than we're paying for, like, PPC, for example, on LinkedIn, which we're paying $14 per lead. So if you're a B2C company, like you're selling direct to consumers, $7 CPA, cost per acquisition, is really expensive. But don't, you know, don't, it's not an apples to apples comparison between what we're
Right.
paying as a marketing agency and what you would expect to pay. So, look at it relative to what we spend on other channels, and it's more across basically every other channel. So there's no reason why it wouldn't be more for you on Instagram.
And there are a lot of options as far as influencer marketing is concerned, especially if you are a smaller brand. If you're manufacturing products, you have an opportunity to do collaborations with influencers and give them a percentage of your sales that you make on a product that they collab on. you know, you could give them product in exchange for them posting about you. Like, there are a lot of options besides just paying for a sponsored post.
Yeah.
And being that micro influencers are becoming a lot bigger, you know, they're definitely wanting to grow and work with brands. So they're going to be a lot more, you know, willing to customize packages or like make deals or whatever to work with companies. So definitely, like, you have a lot of options as far as influencers is concerned in cannabis. I mean, there's so many, like, you have so many to choose from. And so many that are willing to, like, make, you know.
Yeah, it's as simple as giving away a product for free for a lot of people. Right. You don't have to pay them anything on top of that. So a lot of the brands that we, a lot of the brands that we work with, you know, their product is cannabis, which we obviously can't send to someone if that's the kind of payment that they want. So the way they do that is they'll, you know, have a, like a goodie bag ready to go at a dispensary if they own dispensaries or something like that. And you know, that kind of solves the logistics issues there.
Yeah.
But again, it's super cost effective. You can get it for the cost of just, you know, one product.
Right.
So the next cost effective strategy is SEO, which is search engine optimization. So that's just the process of attracting site visitors organically from search engines like Google. So SEO is a huge kind of topic. There's link building. There's all different kinds of SEO. But you know, it's definitely worthy of its own episode, with which I'm sure we'll do. But the basics of it basically are just creating content that answers a question that your target audience might have and then creating a blog post for it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use tools like Ahrefs or SEMrush, which will help you figure out which keywords to target. You know, an ideal keyword is one that a lot of people are searching for, but not a lot of content already exists for it, or the content that already exists is not performing well or answering the question well. So using tools like Ahrefs or SEMrush are great for that. An Ahrefs subscription, the most basic version, is $100 a month, and SEMrush is also $100 per month. The lowest price tier is probably enough for most small companies. The more expensive plan, like the middle tier one, which is really enough for every brand, is about $200 a month. Unless you're an agency, you might need the more expensive one like we do, but $200 a month will get you what you need. And about 64% of our site traffic, Cannabound, is SEO related. It's from blog posts that we've created that answer a cannabis marketing question.
Yeah.
And you know, the cost for that is it's just the cost. It's the time cost of writing it. If you have the time, as you're an entrepreneur or you're the head of a marketing department, you have time to write articles and do the research yourself, it's basically free. If you need to hire writers, it'd be more expensive. And, you know, a quality writer might be a few hundred dollars per article, which can be very expensive. But again, that's only if you really are not capable of doing it yourself. So
SEO is it's a good time to take advantage of SEO in the cannabis space, because I mean, cannabis isn't even federally legal. And actually we just posted on Instagram a couple of days ago that for the first time since 1969, a majority of Americans approve of cannabis legalization. So the fact that it's just now becoming, you know, more mainstream, more accepted, it just goes to show that there's still a huge portion of people that don't know a lot about cannabis and probably have a lot of questions. So it's a really good time to take advantage of the opportunities that are, like, you know, really lacking on the internet. There is not a lot of information, and I know because I go and I search, and I still have a lot of questions. So I think SEO is definitely something that cannabis companies should be taking advantage of, because in the next 5 years, I guarantee that it's going to be a lot more competition. It's going to be a lot harder to rank.
Yeah. I mean, if anything that's, you know, cannabis entrepreneur related is there's maybe one or two blog posts about it, unless it's like, you know, super broad.
Right.
So there's a lot of opportunity to write stuff that people are looking for and be the first one there. And SEO kind of feeds into itself. Whereas if you're the first ranked article and a lot of people are clicking on it, it's going to secure your spot as being the first ranked article, you know, and then when people do it later, they're not going to be have easy of a time. So the next strategy we have on here is email marketing. So email marketing is not so much for attracting leads as it is turning your, you know, or existing leads into customers. It's super cost effective. It definitely should be part of your market strategy. A recent study by DMA, which is the Direct Marketing Association, said that for every $1 spent on email marketing, companies earned $42 in revenue. That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So cannabis, email marketing for cannabis is a little tricky sometimes because a lot of email providers have banned, you know, marketing cannabis for whatever reason. So good
for
email.
Whatever reason.
Yeah, for whatever
maybe
reason.
Because
you know.
It's...
Yeah, okay, whatever. Fair point. So popular ones like MailChimp, Constant Contact, and what's the big one I'm forgetting? Campaign Monitor, I believe. All those have banned cannabis marketing. If you're a cannabis company, I don't recommend those. You can try to get by and hopefully they don't pick up on it. But for a long-term solution, I wouldn't recommend those. Ones that are good that, you know, we do email marketing through, HubSpot is number one. And then ActiveCampaign is also a good option. So those are email providers where you can, you know, host your list and then create campaigns. And email providers only cost $20 to $50 per month usually, unless you have a crazy big list. So for the sake of this, you know, our audience here, it's $20 is probably what you'll be paying. So it's super, super cost effective.
And the money that you're getting in return seems like it's worth it if you're getting $42 for every $1 spent. So
exactly. That's pretty crazy.
Money back. Yeah, pretty quickly.
Yeah. So the last one we have on here is SMS marketing. That's something that's relatively new. Not a lot of people understand it. But if you are set up in a way that you're collecting cell phone numbers from your contacts, it's really, really cost effective. And it has an open rate of 94%, which is, you know, huge. That's like almost more than triple of most other, you know, email marketing and most other forms of marketing. ClickSend is the service that I've heard of the most being used successfully in the space. And you know, you can host your basically a CRM, but for cell phone numbers. And you can send SMS blasts from it. And you pay about 2 cents per text that you send usually.
Wow. It's so crazy because I've actually in the past 2 days seen two different A-list celebrities like promoting their SMS marketing. It's crazy. Like I didn't, you know, like I know Gary Vee has done it. I know people do it, but the fact that like two really big, it was Kristen Cavallari, if you know who that is. She
sounds
was
familiar.
Long Hills
and
Laguna Beach. And yeah, she's a reality star. Mm-hmm. And then Noah Centineo, he's like an up and coming actor. They both promoted it. And like, it was on E! News and everything. It was weird, but like it really is the future. I feel like I say everything is the future, but it seems like more and more people are like getting on the SMS marketing train because
we are.
We set it up. Yeah.
929-229-5650. Text us. All right. So that's the end of our list for today for this episode. So just to recap, there's, you know, a lot of levels of cannabis marketing, and some of them are a lot more cost effective than others. Social media, influencer marketing, SEO, email marketing, and SMS marketing are all great options if you're on a budget. If you have any other marketing questions, you know, like we just said, text us 949-229-5650.
Mm-hmm.
That'll go directly to us, and we could, you know, it's not an automated system. It actually goes to us, and we'll answer it. You can also email us at info@cannabound.io. And if you found this episode valuable, please, whatever platform you're on, rate us, review it. And recommend this to a friend because it really goes a long way in helping us create more content and grow. So that is going to be all for today, guys. Thank you for joining us. Catch you next time.
See you later.